This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Hackers released tons of data from the Ashley Madison website that encouraged extramarital affairs, but it's so complicated and difficult to access that few will be shamed. On the other hand, names may be enough, as tens of thousands of government employees and politicians using their own work addresses have been unmasked as well. People who work 55 hours or more per week have a 33% greater risk of stroke and 13% greater risk of coronary heart disease than those working standard hours. Longtime advocate and critic of India's Prime Minister Modi's role in the communal slayings of non-Hindus in Gujarat on the eve of a trial in that country is being harassed by the state police and has had bank accounts frozen and passports seized. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is suggesting changes in their private option plan that would require enrollees above the poverty level to pay premiums equal to 2% of their household income. Federal law allows the Attorney General to argue on behalf of the government's interest in any court in the country. AG Loretta Lynch is expanding the ability of the DOJ to enter local cases where there are civil rights issues present. Some labor experts say that if SEIU is serious about unionizing fast food workers, it might be smarter to think more locally. Right, Stephen Greenhouse for The Atlantic, one approach common among unions is to organize what are called hot shops, McDonald's locations where a substantial majority of employees would be hot to vote to unionize. Wilma Liebman, a former chairwoman of the National Labor Relations Board, said that SEIU should consider mounting a unionized drive exclusively at company-run McDonald's restaurants as opposed to franchisee operations. Justice Department told lawyers for two plaintiffs seeking benefits that the Social Security Administration would apply the Supreme Court's June ruling declaring that a marriage is a constitutional right retroactively. It would apply to individuals with pending claims who were married before the decision and living in states that did not recognize same-sex marriages. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.